Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are several calls this morning for investigations into a violent disturbance at the Bristol County House of Correction in North Dartmouth. The Bristol County Sheriff is blaming lawyers and some other advocates for federal immigration detainees held there. At the same time, some of the lawyers and advocates are blaming the sheriff for the altercation. WBUR's Quincy Walters has our story.
On Friday, Vanessa Suarez was on the phone with a loved one being detained by ICE at the Bristol County House of Correction. Then there was a commotion, and this is what she heard.
They're beating us, call the lawyers, call media, call everyone, get us help. They're assaulting us, and then he hung up.
A violent altercation ensued. The Bristol County Sheriff says correction officers had to use pepper spray and dogs to end a confrontation with several detainees. Three of them were sent to the hospital. They've since been released. Suarez, who's with the Connecticut Bail Fund, hasn't spoken to her loved one since, but through a lawyer has been told he's physically okay, but in solitary. The sheriff and lawyers for the detainees both say the altercation was set off by efforts to have several men with symptoms tested for the coronavirus. Sheriff Thomas Hodgson says the detainees resisted and he gave them an ultimatum.
You don't have a choice. Either you're going to go voluntarily, which I hope you will do, or we're going to have to take you down there. One guy said, well, no, I'm not going. That place is dirty.
Several detainees involved are also plaintiffs to a class action lawsuit against the sheriff that claims they don't have access to toilet paper or soap and that the facility is overcrowded. Hodgson blames the melee on lawyers behind the lawsuit and some other activists.
This is a group that's been really spurned on by these activist attorneys and liberal activist groups who are pro-illegal and believe everybody should be out of our ICE facility.
But detainees know how to advocate on their own behalf, says Vanessa Suarez. She says for those in immigration detention, the situation is a matter of life and death.
But these people who he has chained, they are not afraid of him anymore. You know, they are afraid of dying from corona more than they are afraid of him.
The disturbance has gotten the attention of some Massachusetts elected leaders. Congressman Joe Kennedy is among those calling for an immediate independent investigation.
Sheriff Hodgson has celebrated for his anti-immigrant policies and positions now for years. And I think it leads to grave concerns for a number of us as to what just took place.
Sheriff Hodgson appears ready for that investigation. He says there's clear video of everything that happened, but he's not willing to release it to the public until an investigation is complete and he determines whether it might risk security. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.